Hello, women of power and spirit. Welcome to this meditation where we explore the consistency of divine love in your life and some area of your life where you know you want to experience greater consistency. I invite you to get your space ready. Make sure that you pause this if you need to and turn off your electronic devices, close the door, put a note on it so that no one disturbs you. Make sure you have a comfortable place to sit. And when you're ready, turn this recording back on and let's begin the meditation. I invite you to sit comfortably with your feet flat on the floor. It's good to have your hands in an open position. If you are reclined, please make sure that your ankles are uncrossed. All right, let's begin with a breath. I invite you to breathe into the space that you are. We are more space than physical reality. And when we focus on the space between our breaths or the space between our thoughts, it helps us connect with this space that we are. I invite you to focus there for just a little bit. As you are aware of the space, you can also be aware that this is the domain of the sacred feminine. Space, yin, dark, cool, silent, very still, like the night sky, soothing and inviting space. I invite you to allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love. Any kind of love to any degree. It could be a moment of kindness, a smile between two people, a moment of humor and laughter, a romantic interlude. It could be with another person, it could be with a pet. Love being shown to you or love you are showing or both. It can be a moment where you appreciate a beautiful flower or enjoy your back against a tree. It can be a divine moment that you experienced of awakening. Any moment in which you felt connected. That's enough. That's perfect. Allow yourself to feel that connection. And invite your awareness to show you how the space and the love are really one. One energy, spacious love. If you can feel that, sense it at any level right now, that's wonderful. And if it's not quite there, stay with the invitation over days to come so that it eventually takes root. I invite you to allow this sense of spacious connection, spacious love, to anchor in your energetic womb. Every person has an energetic womb, even if they do not have a physical womb. Your womb space connects you to the primordial womb of all life, from which we have all come. So at this time, you can invite yourself to open up to that beautiful sacred feminine space, that yin womb from which all life comes. Everything, every possibility that ever was, could be, will be, everything that has been might be, is held in this sacred space, including you. Here, you, as all things, are loved exactly as you are. There is nothing you can do to push this love away, and nothing you can do to earn it. It exists as you exist. I invite you to open to that as much as you can right now. That awareness or that feeling that you are loved as you are. If love feels too big, you are accepted, seen, heard, understood as you are. Here in this space, the love is constant. This divine love continues on and on, always. It is there in the moments that you notice it, and in the moments you do not. It remains constant. I invite you to notice the feelings that you have about constant, consistent love. Let the feeling simply be. These feelings come out of your experiences. If you feel doubt or resistance in any form, it's because you learned to doubt it, its consistency. If you are feeling a sense of being relaxed, at peace, or joyful in this awareness, it's because you have learned that there is consistency and you can rely on it. All feelings are accepted here, and you can accept them too if you wish. Simply that they are. That they are born from a soul's experiences. Allow yourself to be aware that these feelings come and go in the presence of this ever-consistent love. And you can, if you choose, give yourself permission to be present to these feelings, to even love these feelings with deep understanding and regard and respect, that they have formed out of multitudes of experiences, and that the sacred feminine within you has the capacity to hold all of it. That sacred feminine within you is a knowingness that it is possible to love what is there, to be present to what is there, without doing anything to it. The presence itself, and to whatever extent your heart is ready to open deeper into love, it is your presence and your love that is a container for these feelings, all of them. In this container, in its time, the difficult feelings, the doubts, the fears, they rest. And the more pleasurable feelings expand naturally in the presence of your witnessing them, in the presence of a willingness to love them as they are, the way a mother loves a child, in his or her totality. If you are inspired to do so, invite yourself to go even deeper into an awareness of presence or love that you haven't experienced yet. Perhaps an expansion or deepening. Allow, as you can, this presence, this love, and presence is a form of love, to be the focus for a few minutes. You can direct the mind to take you even deeper, beyond what you have experienced so far, in being present, compassionate toward these feelings. And notice how they respond. Notice how your feelings respond to your presence and love, your compassion, your caring. If you would like, you can reflect on an aspect of your life in which you would like to experience more consistent divine love. Bring that awareness into your consciousness and hold that awareness in your presence, your compassion, your love. Remember, there is nothing to do with it. Only in this feminine space to be present to what is there. And as you can, to continue to open your heart to what is there. Motherly love, grandmotherly love, sisterly love. Willingness to love. Whatever calls to you in this moment, with this intention, this desire to experience more divine, consistent love in this aspect of your life. And once again, if you feel called, deepen into that experience. Invite your mind to take you deeper than you have ever been before, to stretch a little more. into the depth of your caring, your regard, your presence, your love to this desire. Notice the feelings and the thoughts that arise. Some may be more doubtful, some may be more trusting. They are all valid based upon your experiences. So I invite you to hold what is there the same way a mother is present to her child with what her child is experiencing, or her niece or her nephew or her friend's child. We do our best to be present to what is there. That motherly love we all have deep within us and an ability to tap into it, to hold what is there with regard. Honor the feelings. They have come out of your experiences as a soul. As you honor them, difficult feelings dissolve. They might dissolve right now, completely. They might dissolve over days to come, a little at a time. Whatever is right for your spirit in this moment in time, what a beautiful gift to give yourself. The more pleasant feelings expand in this state of presence and regard and love. Allow everything to soften if you'd like. You might be feeling called to continue to work, be present to these emotions in holding. You might be feeling called to go deeper into the silence. Both are appropriate. You might be experiencing a greater sense of your presence, your light, your sound, the beauty of your desire, and the potential of your desire to be fulfilled. And you can bring that potential into this meditation for days to come. You might be feeling the sense of the doubts and the fears rising up more. That's equally good. Those are the areas that need and want your attention. The areas throughout your life that didn't get the attention that you so longed for. And now, over the days to come, you can give these spaces your attention and your caring and your love. And so it is, things ebb and flow from the doubtful, fearful, difficult emotions to the pleasing, beautiful, trusting emotions. We stay present to it all until the more difficult emotions soften and rest, and the more pleasing emotions become our consistent experience. These feelings that may have been fleeting in the past become our consistent state of experience. And the opposite occurs. The doubts and the fears become fleeting moments. So I invite you over the days to come to stay present to this experience. Continue to willingly open your heart if you're called. Let your heart show you its depths. Let your love show you its potential. And hold whatever is there with grace and regard. Allowing yourself to move steadily into a place where love's consistency is your regular experience. And your acts of creation become a reflection of that constant, consistent, enduring love. With that awareness, we're going to take three breaths and bring ourselves into our bodies so we can live this awareness in our day-to-day engagements. I invite you to breathe deeply and blow. You're blowing yourself back into your body. So notice the air around you. Notice it has a temperature and a texture. Invite yourself to notice the scents on the air and the sounds. Let them bring you back. We came here for earthly experience, and we are choosing to do our best, as we do each and every day, to have a deeper, richer, more meaningful physical experience. Next breath, we're coming deeper into the body. Take a big inhale and blow. Become aware of your body sitting against physical matter and your senses a little more attuned, a little more alive. Earth is one of the great realms where we get to experience our five senses. It's fabulous. It's a gift. So feel your body against something firm and solid. And with this last breath, we're coming all the way back in. Big inhale through your nose and blow. Calling yourself all the way back into your body, right down into your toes. Feel that breath. Take a couple breaths if you need to. That breath calling you right into your bones, into your toes, into your fingers. And this next step is very important. Stretch. Stretch your fingers, your neck, your body. Make sure you can feel your body. And when you can feel it, very gently open your eyes and consider if you would like to continue exploring this energy of consistent divine love in your life.